What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
No, 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and a very good morning. Thank you, Suyi. Thank you for... good morning. Welcome to Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. We got interrupted by a lovely coffee that's just got delivered right in front of you.
It's the highlights of coming into the studio.
Everyone says that. Yeah, nobody wants to talk to me. Coffee. They just want to come and have coffee.
Yeah.
Is that black?
It's a black coffee. Long black.
I was going to say, would you call that a long... It's not a short black, right?
No, it's a long black.
Doesn't look that long, though, is it?
It's long enough.
Okay.
They make great coffee here at the radio station.
We do.
One of the perks.
Enjoy that. But more importantly, we're going to be talking about balancing efforts and results.
Oh, yes.
Interesting topic, Nick. Mm. Tell us more.
Well, it's been something that we've always preached and practiced. But this week, we were with a client, and they had a problem to solve. Okay. They had a gym. And they needed to improve the financial performance of this gym.
Okay.
And we were talking to them about how to do that. And we just couldn't get movement from the team. So they brought us in and we said, look, at the end of the day, it's down to effort goals. Because they were focusing on the results.
Which most people would, right?
Yeah.
You would focus on results.
Yeah. Usually from a team or an organizational perspective, one must focus on results. Mm. But the man on the street, the player or the person at the ground doesn't get it. And so we always argue that, generally speaking, on a team, the players or the members of a division or an organization, we really want to make them responsible for efforts. And you have the coach or the captain or the manager who coordinates these people and their strengths to be responsible for the results.
Mm.
So going back to this gym, we said to the salesperson, the marketing person, why don't you have a goal of just 3 new members a week?
Simple
effort goal. Mm-hmm. We then broke it down as, how do you get 3 new members? Maybe you need to make X number of phone calls or send X number of marketing messages or speak to past unrenewed members, and gave them a set of targets of effort goals. And we said, don't worry about the results. You just do the efforts. And if each person on the team focused on the efforts, then the results will follow.
Interesting.
And they said, oh, we've never thought of it that way. And I said, well, why don't we talk about it on the radio this week?
Of course. Is that still a work in progress with that particular...
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
and there's, you know, we have about, you know, quite a few clients, and there's multiple programs like these where we get the mindset to shift and say, and even basketball. And, you know, we had a player who was a great rebounder, Greg Heyer. And, you know, we knew that when he had X number of rebounds, we were going okay.
Right.
Right. And so it was a simple effort goal, because rebounds is all about effort.
Mm.
He said, you know, when you get X rebounds, we go okay. And so you don't have to complicate things too much. You don't have to try and do 10 things. You just focus on your strengths and break down those strengths into effort goals.
Interesting. And even in a team, you're going to get a mix of different strengths and weaknesses,
yes,
as well.
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at the Wildcats, for example, we know that you need to get Bryce Cotton open and get him to get that many shots up. And when you do, the match takes care of itself. So it's more about focusing on the efforts, or as we call it, the score sheet, and then the scoreboard will take care of itself.
Hence, results
will
come. Nick, we'll take a break. We'll give you a chance to enjoy that long black coffee or play a song. We'll come back after this one. On 98.5 Weekdays with Mike, Nick Marvin is with me from Marvin HR. It's good to have you in for another chat, Nick.
Oh, no,
we've been chatting about balancing efforts and results. Interesting story with that gym. It's focusing on the efforts rather than the results. And we naturally would probably go straight to the results. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting thought. When you talk about teams, you know, I love the way you often use the analogy of the Perth Wildcats and sporting teams in general. Thinking about that, and even work environments, obviously, which is what we're talking about today, how important is trust?
Oh, it's so critical. And you know a team that has got a high level of trust, especially in sport, because it's so easy to see in terms of the way people trust each other and the flow. In basketball is one of the most beautiful games where you see that. But trust is a critical, in fact, it is one of the most critical three values, we believe. Trust and vulnerability, we pair them up in a performing team. When you trust someone, what we really mean by that is that we trust for you to play to your strengths. And we trust that you would be vulnerable and sharing your weaknesses so that I can play to my strengths and compensate for your weaknesses. And so the trust vulnerability is very much about the strengths and weaknesses paradigm, where every player on the team plays to their strengths and they trust the others to protect their weaknesses. Because, and we call it the miracle of teams, Mike. And
right.
It's basically this amazing truth that as individuals, we will always only be as good as our greatest weakness.
Right.
You know, you see that in sport, for example. Let's say you're a tennis player and you've got a bad backhand. Yep. Well, that is only going to get you so far in any tournament. And then your backhand will limit your success. So you're always only going to be as good as your greatest weakness.
Interesting.
But on a team, because of this trust vulnerability paradigm, you can play and be as good as your greatest strength.
How does that play out then in a work environment? Thinking about different teams, whether it's a sales team or operations team or whatever the team may be, how important is it then for a work team to understand, do I understand your weaknesses, Nicole?
Yeah,
I don't know your weaknesses, I don't know your strengths.
Well, if you start to trust me and we have high levels of communication and candor and a commitment and accountability. So let's use the example of we're working with an organization where their best salesperson, and now this person is bringing in about $8 million a year in sales.
It's nice.
Very good with people. That was his strength. Very good with finding a way to sell a solution to a potential client. Now, the problem was he wasn't very good with admin.
Right.
And so his management had his whole life said, you know, it's all well and good that you're a great salesperson, but your admin stinks.
This would be fairly common, I would imagine.
And say, you know what, you know, we need you to get better at admin. And so instead of him playing to his strengths, they were making him go into the office and fill out the paperwork. And we arrived and said, look, you're getting this guy to spend a whole day, every Friday, do paperwork, and he hates it, and it's not his greatest strength. Let's hire an assistant. And he or she may only cost us about $60,000.
Yeah.
And that frees him up to go out on Fridays and do what he does best.
Play golf.
Make sales. And so if you're bringing in $8 million 4 days a week, simple maths, you're going to bring in $10 million 5 days a week.
That's right.
Playing to your strengths. And that well and truly covers the cost of an assistant. And so what you then have is someone who enjoys his job more, because he's doing what he likes and he doesn't have to do what he hates. And then you've got someone else who loves doing admin and then takes care of those clients. And that's a great example of how you play to your strengths in the workplace.
And the person doing admin is an expert in admin, not in sales.
Absolutely.
So get them doing what they're good at, and that's when a team can be very, very strong. Even understanding the costs and the benefits related to that's
absolutely
quite interesting. Nick, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more after this one. On at 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Nick Marvin from Marvin HR is with me. We've been chatting about effort and goals. I was thinking about that salesperson, Nick. That's, you know, you get someone in to do the admin, and that guy then sales, the sales expert. He could probably afford to have a game of golf on a Friday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Because if the numbers are coming in, does it really matter? I mean, depending on the employer, right? But if you think, you know what, if you make it happen, it doesn't matter if they have a Friday afternoon on the golf course. You never know. Any thoughts on that, or should we avoid that? You're not going to make any recommendations, are you?
Well, I got a golf membership in 1998, and a week later my wife said, look, we're pregnant. And so I went back and got a refund. As I said, you can't play golf and be a dad at the same time.
So that didn't last long.
And I have not played golf in 23 years as a member. You know, I've maybe played four or five games in 23 years, but I gave up golf because I knew it would make me a lesser dad.
Wow. Yeah. Priorities.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's good to hear. Look, just to finish off today, Nick, we're going to talk about to finish about commitment and accountability, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we talk about strengths and how everyone has a strength, a unique strength, a God-given strength. And quite often we talk about this in the biblical concept of we're made in the image and likeness of God. And because we are so unique, we reflect the grace of God in a certain way that is unique to each of us as individuals. And that's what we refer to in terms of this unique strength. But on a team, for the team to perform, you must put in an effort for that strength. I mean, it's all good to say that I'm a great rebounder in, say, basketball, but if I don't put in an effort and get the rebounds, I'll let the team down, I'll let myself down. So it's really, again, going back to the scriptures, it's about this concept that God has given each and every one of us a talent. Now, we've got to use that talent.
So true,
and we all know the story of the one that buries it.
That's right.
So very much on teams, it's about saying, okay, I have a talent. My commitment is to get you 10 rebounds a game, and then I will hold myself, and you can hold me accountable for those 10 rebounds.
Right.
And then round and round the wheel goes, and we keep winning. It's the same as the salesperson. He says, we will let you play to your strength, so you don't have to do the admin because your strength is selling, but you got to be accountable for it.
Mm.
You can't just have the assistant sit in the office and you not play to your strengths.
Yeah, right. Very interesting. Commitment and accountability. Nick, we are out of time once again. Really appreciate you coming in today. We could keep talking about this for hours, couldn't we, really?
Oh, absolutely. A big day in the markets too, Mike.
Can you give us an update? What's going
we've
on?
Had a, and this is not unexpected,
yeah.
But the market's down, the ASX is down 4.7% as we speak. Bitcoin's down by 10%. Looking at a correction following global markets, especially in America, as it unfolds over here in Australia. I think it probably affect the East Coast before it gets to us in any big way, but we have some uncertain times ahead.
Interesting. Did you say Bitcoin down 10?
Bitcoin's down 10%. Yeah.
It should bounce back though, shouldn't it?
Well, it depends how you feel about cryptocurrencies.
That's a whole other discussion.
We should come back and have a bit more of a yarn about it.
I think so. We might do that next time. Nick, really appreciate your time today.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.
Good on you. My guest in the studio this morning has been Nick Marvin from Marvin HR. We've been chatting about balancing efforts and results and also getting an update on the market. You're on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.